This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the best podcast on the planet. In the moment.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Now, why there's so many podcasts out here where people are losing their black cards? Because apparently there are a lot of black people who don't know that that's a universal code.
We know the answer. What do you mean?
I'm telling you.
There's a lot of us that don't know what we just did.
They don't. I had to check y'all. Because if y'all say anything other than all the time.
Oh, I thought you was just saying it.
I was going to be done with y'all. I put our entire friendship on the line. Because I've heard podcasts. They say God is good. And people started saying, now lay me down to sleep. They started saying all kind
of. Now before I lay my head down to sleep.
We know this, right?
That's your night prayer.
It's diabolical. They should be ashamed of themselves.
It's just things you know as black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, while we're here, let me ask y'all something real quick. Why did black parents think they can get away with saying they was going to beat the black out of us when we were kids? Can somebody explain that to me?
Have you ever seen the white meat on yourself?
Yo, you remember this? I'm going to beat you to the white meat.
Show.
Why was that a thing?
You ever heard that? Joke?
Yeah.
Right?
I thought that was a joke.
I did too. They wasn't playing when they said I beat you to the white meat.
It was serious.
I beat the black off you.
Yes.
Or all of our favorites. I brought you in this world.
And I'm gonna take you out.
Well, what about go pick your own switch?
Yo, and you see what I'm saying? No, look.
I never cried so hard in my life when I was told that. I was
you gotta go pick it out. You out there shopping like you on Sheen.
Get it.
Yo.
And you better not pick a wrong one.
Fam, I was trying to get the Groupon switch. Wait, and then when you don't bring the right switch back.
Oh, you messed up.
They make you go get another one.
You messed up.
You told me to pick it. Which one you thought I was going to choose? You thought I was going to get the King switch?
No.
No. I'm going to get the Prince. Right?
You got to get the one that cuts the air like.
Fam. Right?
Yes.
Yo, you ever got your ass whooped and then you try to go in the room and like cry and show your little whelps and make your parents feel bad?
You didn't send me.
Boy. I thought I had my parents in a corner when I told them I was going to call 1-800-CHILD-ABUSE.
Oh, you don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Wait.
They'd be like, call them.
They went and got the phone.
Call them.
Because they knew it wasn't a real number. That's why.
Your mom ever have you look up in the Yellow Pages adoption services?
No way. Wait, where you want to go? Right? I'll walk you there.
I got in trouble. She's like, you know, at this rate, you can get adopted. I was like, what?
Yo.
She said, go get the telephone book, right?
Yes,
back
I remember.
When Yellow Pages was a thing.
Yes.
When you had to look up a directory for numbers, she had me search through the Yellow Pages of adoption agencies.
Jesus.
And I rattled them off to her.
Yes.
Of which one she was going to send me to get adopted to, because that's how bad I was, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So which one was the worst one for you? Because you had this switch, the extension cord, and then the little telephone. You remember the telephone cord back in the day?
Oh, I never got remember that. The telephone cord.
Oh, you never got the telephone
cord?
You know what I got?
Ooh. Is that the sandal.
Oh.
My mom is like a 6-foot woman, and her size shoe is 12. So imagine a size that's not 12
fair. That's not fair. Katie was like, yo, hit me with anything else. Yo, mama.
I'll
pick something.
Nah.
Please.
Yo, I know black kids who called the police and the police showed up and it was their uncle. Now, why are you not listening?
Come on now.
Right? You can't get it. Who do I call? You call Ghostbusters and find out your moms went to school with them. No.
You ever had a family member tell you that it's going to be worse if you come to them?
Oh, yes.
So.
Yeah, now you're getting jumped. As soon as you thought somebody was on your side.
I want to go with my aunt. My mom's like, well, call her.
Call her.
Oh, don't do that.
She showed up with another switch. You was like, okay, hold up.
I called her. I was like, you really want to come here for the summer? Because if you come for the summer, this is what's going to happen. I was like, no, never mind.
I don't know. Nasty business, right? Yeah. It's just all things that black people know. I'm just telling y'all, this is how we grow up. Yep. Typically, though, as we get older, we all supposed to support each other. Ain't that right, Key?
Yeah.
Well, you know how Katie did not support me a couple days ago?
How?
You know what I brought up on the Bird Show?
What?
And was met with complete silence and turned around to try to find Katie, and she was not there for me the same way when I fought the deer outside in the front. Katie wasn't there for me. She's never there for me, bro. There was a moment on the Bird Show this week, true story, where Bert had made a joke about MySpace. So, of course, in the space I'm in, if I'm in MySpace, I feel like the moment I bring up Black Planet, it's going to meet the same amount. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You remember Black Planet?
Black Planet, of course.
Before MySpace. Yeah. Couple years before.
It's popping.
So I said, yo, y'all got my my information off Black Planet, right?
Crickets.
Not one person in the room.
They looked at me disturbed. They were like, what?
One planet is full of nothing but black. Take us there. Yo, I turned around and looked for Katie. Nowhere to be found.
I was in the zone. I was doing some other work.
Where were you?
If I would have heard it, I would have laughed with you.
I was so looking for Katie.
But I was in the zone. I didn't realize that Mo had said that because I was doing something else.
What planet were you on to where the black one wasn't
Saturn.
Important enough? It was on sea. Yo, I never felt so alone in my life.
I'm sorry.
You were on your own little black planet over there.
I really was. I felt like I was there after I said it. I must be here. But shout out to the Big Show because they brought it back and gave me the opportunity to explain what Black Planet was. And you'd be surprised how many people didn't know Black Planet even existed or knew that MySpace got their swag from Black Planet.
Absolutely.
And now it's a known thing. And I just tell y'all that to tell y'all, welcome to In the Moment.
I'm in the moment. Stay in the moment. Yeah. Hey.
Baby, tonight, the DJ has us falling in love again.
And what that tells you is we interviewed Usher this week, and he is no longer in the studio, clearly. Because what that right there was.
What y'all know about her?
Okay. Let's convince him.
Supermodel.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Straight out of Elle magazine.
Give it to him. If you didn't know what we were doing this week on In the Moment, you're hearing it here.
Go
Usher is giving it to us live. What?
Man, you need a bad girl.
Go ahead.
Give us another one. What else you got?
Bad girl.
What else you got?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep that going while I introduce the podcast. Okay. Please don't you stop. Give them Usher until they drop.
Yeah. Come on.
There's a moment in everything, and everything
is
a moment.
I'm in the club with my homies trying to get a little B.I.
We talk about the comedy in it all. If this is your first time, welcome to the funniest podcast you have never heard. I'm your new favorite comedian, Mo Mitch, with my sidekick, Katie, as always. Or your money back guaranteed. Shout out to all our regular listeners and our new listeners. Usher is clearly still in the building with us live. Take it away, Ush.
Situations still arise in life, but you gotta be smart about it.
You gotta be smart about it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You gave him too much, Ush. You gave him too much.
Episode 202.
If you can't appreciate Usher's talents after this, I don't know what to tell you.
What is
funny? I don't know what to tell you. Boy. Hey, they call him King. They call him K-E.
Why?
W-I-N-G. What you want to do?
They call him N-O-T-U-S-H-E-R. And if you can spell, that is not Usher in the building with us. Not even a little bit.
It's Key Will
Not
voice.
Even close. Not even at all. That is Key Will voice joining us once again. Welcome back to In the Moment, my brother.
What up? It's good to be here. Thanks for having me in the building. and the place to be. Mm-hmm.
And
that's
while,
right.
And while Usher may not be with us right now, he was certainly with us earlier this week. Yeah. And if you are a regular In the Moment listener, well, damn, you know this is about to be a very, very interesting episode.
Woo!
Let's get into it.
All right, Mo, it's time to tell him why you mad.
Stress been on my head, why they test my feet? I'm just trying to get through.
All right, let's get into party fouls real quick. This is the first reason I'm mad.
Opa.
There's a lot of things that happen at parties, Katie, that need to stop happening.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I celebrated my dad's 50th over the weekend. Shout out to my pop. Happy birthday, pop. Welcome to 50. You don't look a day over 63, and I'm proud of you, and I love you. All right? What? My dad, you know I'm going to talk shit. What do you want from me, kid? Right. Man looks good, though. Now, you seen him?
Yeah, he does.
His hair was shining. Didn't he look good? Didn't he look good? He smelled good. You seen it? You seen it? You call him Milk Dud. So you know we call him Milk Dud, and he had Milk Duds in his party pack. That's why I love my dad. Yo, he's so real.
No, I stopped doing that.
Why'd you stop?
Because I was leaving work one day, and I told the security guard, he shaved his head off.
Yeah.
And I just walked by. I was like, hey, man, I see you got a fresh cut, man. Milk Dud head.
Why would you? You don't say that to your dad. Somebody that you love.
But I just
you don't say that to a stranger.
I didn't think anything of it because we used to joke and stuff. He'd be like, oh, you know, Boston, da 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 da. So I was like, yo, Milk Dud.
You know, grown men are sensitive about not having hair on their head. Why would you call him a milk? He's security. He's responsible for your life.
Unless he looks like Boris Cujo.
The next day, I came to work. And he gets up. He's about 6.5 feet tall. And he's like, yo, Keon.
Oh, now you're making fun of his stuff?
I'm not making fun of him. I'm just telling you how he said
none of that made him sound sexy. You haven't said anything about this man that made him sound sexy.
Now he's ugly Milk Dud.
What are you doing?
He was like, yo, can we talk outside? And I was like,
yeah, he about to beat your ass.
I was like, yo, of course, what's up, bro?
And you going to go outside, too? Look at you.
We in the office, bro. I'm like,
Katie, it's about to be a situation.
So we get outside, and it's like right out the door. And I'm like, yo, what's up, man? What's going on? He's like, yo, listen, you don't talk to me, I won't talk to you. That's the end of it. I was like, yo, what you talking about, man?
He just told you what he talking about.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Stop talking to him.
I was like, what's going on?
And you still talking.
He's like, that right there.
Talking. Right,
you know that the comment you made to me yesterday about my Milk Dud head? It's up from here.
It's
up.
Like,
what are you talking about?
Why you keep asking him what he's talking about? He's telling you.
I was like, bro, like, are you serious right now? He was like, yes, I'm serious. Don't say anything to me. I won't say anything to you. That's the end of it. What? And if you say anything to me, we're going to have a problem.
What is this? I'm a stud? Why is he doing this?
He's like,
yeah,
right? This is how he talks.
Okay.
He's like, if you say anything to me.
And then what you say? What are you talking about again?
I was like, you serious right now? You really mad at the Milk Dud thing?
Yes, he's mad.
He's like,
it's not charming.
Like, I didn't think that was funny. You trying to be funny in front of everybody? I said, I wasn't being funny. I was just leaving out. I said, yo, I see you with the fresh Milk Dud.
You explain it now. With the fresh Milk Dud. You thought that was a compliment.
I mean,
you thought that was the way to leave the office. Say to the security guard, hey, yo, I'm going to holler at you tomorrow with the fresh Milk Dud. That's what you thought.
I said, you got the fresh Milk Dud. I see you, bro.
You see him.
Yeah.
And he asked you to stop seeing him.
He said,
and you still looking. He told you exactly what he wanted from you. He gave you boundaries.
You don't say anything to me, I won't say anything to you.
Next day, we're good. Hey.
And what did you do when you saw him the next day? What did you say?
I just kept walking.
There you go. There you go.
I kept walking.
He ain't say none of you either, did he?
Nope. We never spoke to each other again.
How long you had to work there after that?
About 6 years.
Golly.
Boy, you ain't even take no money and put it in Milk Dud stocks for him or nothing?
No.
What a horrible coworker you are. Oh, my God. Well, that's one party foul that we got out the way.
Yep.
Don't leave the party and tell someone, hey, Milk Dud, I'll see you later. Don't do that at a party, okay? I got a few other things that happened at my dad's party that I need y'all to stop doing at parties. Y'all tell me if y'all agree, all right?
Okay.
Number one, stop getting to parties early. Who does that? The party started at 6 o'clock because this is some shit Katie would do, and that's why I'm bringing it up. That's why you're looking at me. Katie, now you, as far as I know, you wouldn't get there early.
No, I get there
You'll get there right on time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad at that, too.
I know.
But I'm way more mad at the 5:50 crowd.
Oh yeah,
for a 6 o'clock party.
No.
So what time are you supposed to get there? If the party starts at 6,
yes.
What's an acceptable time to get there?
6:15 or beyond. You don't. No one should be there before 6:15 if the party starts at 6. Stop. What are you doing? Why are you there at 5:55? No one's ready. Black party have you ever been to?
Not one.
And it was it's ready on time.
Never.
Not one.
The DJ was still trying to find music at 5:55.
But I will say my white friends, they often show up.
Early?
They show up right about, if it starts at 6, they're there about 6.
Oh, no, that's different. That's a me. Yeah.
About 6.
That's Katie. Now, I'm mad at the 6 o'clock crowd, too. But you have to respect the 6 o'clock crowd.
Because you told me to get there.
Because you said 6. But 5:50, 5:55?
Yeah.
This is not widely known that you don't do that. You look too thirsty.
I sit in the car.
I would have sat in the car till 6:15. If I just happened to get there and I didn't mean to, I thought there would be more traffic. I anticipated. I would have sat in the car. They were ringing the doorbell at 5:50 for a 6 p.m. party. And when I tell y'all the amount of panic that went on in this house, because no one was ready for a visitor yet.
Wow.
Because no one expects anyone to be at a party early, let alone on time.
That's all true.
I'm saying. I'm telling y'all the rules, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stop fighting it, Katie. Get to the party 5 minutes late. I promise you, you're going to be okay.
You sure?
It's called fashionably late. It's a thing.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Okay. All right? That's enough. That's number one. Number two, if you're working the party, you should be there early.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
How did DJ show up late talking about where do I go? Yo, fam.
Why are you laughing?
Because he's been a DJ, and he's probably done it.
I've done it.
That's why.
He did it to us.
Exactly. All right? I'm calling both of y'all out subliminally. Right? Stop. You get there late. You get your ass there on time. Okay? I need y'all to understand what's going on right now. Y'all got this shit backwards. Okay? I've had enough. Enough is enough.
Okay.
Are y'all understanding? Well, we about to go on tour, and I'm not going to do this with y'all, okay? Switch roles. All right, what's the movie when they got to switch bodies or something?
Trading
Freaky
places,
Freddy?
Both of them. Yeah. I mean, okay. All right? We understood.
All right.
Third, if you are going to bartend at a house party, you cannot have an attitude.
Oh,
that's
no.
Weird. Yo, we had two bartenders in the crib. One was delightful. She was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The other one had an attitude.
In your house.
In our house, bro. I've
an
never
attitude.
Seen anything.
Goodbye.
Like I asked her for water. No, I didn't even ask her, in fact. She was so busy, I went and got it myself. She slammed the cooler. I'll get it.
Oh, I would have been like, good night.
But I felt so violated.
I'm in my house.
That's exactly what I felt, and that's what everyone around me said. This is his house.
I'm good night.
And I was like, you know what? I'm cool. I'm not going to do that. It's my dad's birthday. If you feel like I'm violating your space because we hired you to hold the space down, I'm not even tripping. So I waited. I waited patiently.
Mm-hmm.
Minute went by. 2 minutes went by.
Mm-hmm.
Still parched.
Oh.
Finally, she got to the cooler. Hands me one water. I said, I'm sorry, queen. I needed two.
It's still my house.
Last time I checked, Katie, asking for two waters is like, she gave it to me. Here, I went straight to my dad. I ain't never snitched in my life. This is the first time I ever snitched. I said, yo, daddy, she got to go because she playing with me. You cannot have an attitude as a bartender at an in-home party.
No.
I get if this is like you at a bar somewhere, you getting violated, people playing with you, I understand that. You can't do that at a house party,
no,
right?
No, not at all.
We clear on that, right? We all in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Asking about marriage has to stop.
Oh, God.
Can y'all stop?
When are you getting married? So,
oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. When are you about the question?
Oh, stop.
It's
are you
been
in
about
love?
Time.
Right. When are you having kids? What are y'all waiting for? It was a woman who asked me about when I'm getting married, and her husband was in the corner talking to another woman. Worry about yours. Queen, with all due respect, your husband is over there in the corner with someone I've never seen in my life, and it's all family here. Yes.
Say something that you might like to hear.
Yo, I promise you, a lot of y'all don't realize it, but when you knee deep in somebody else's business, it's probably some shit going on in yours.
Deep.
Keep your side of the street clean before you come asking about somebody else's. That's all I'm saying.
That's
all right?
Fair.
We cool there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, last but not least, it was my dad's 50th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
When he woke up the next day,
uh-huh.
he wanted some leftovers.
Okay.
They were gone, Katie. They were gone.
Who ate them?
That's the question. Nobody in the family. Who goes into somebody else's refrigerator at a party, bro, and eats something that they find in there? Because it was not us. Everybody in the family was like, I'd admit it if I ate it. Somebody outside of the family ate my dad leftovers at his birthday party in his house.
I know who did it.
What's wrong with y'all?
You know who did it?
Who?
That same bartender that didn't want to give you no water.
It was her?
I got you.
She was mad.
It was her?
She's like, I got something for you.
Yo, that's what she did?
Yeah.
I ain't even get a drink from her the rest of the night.
She's like, oh, this plate must be
and
for
you
me.
And you smart.
Yeah, I ain't playing.
But then she took the food.
She ate my dad's shrimp.
Checkmate.
That is disgusting. Some of y'all are
nasty
violating.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.